Good evening, sisters. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, hopefully you're having a good day today. We had a busy day of travel and witnessing, and that's why I'm making an audio right now. I want to talk to you about a witnessing experience. So I'm in the grocery store, and I'm looking at the clearance rack, and a woman walks up. She's looking at it, and she said, "Do you ever get so distracted that you miss the people around you, and maybe you bump into them or get in their way?" And I kind of smiled, and I said, "You know, I try really hard not to, because otherwise, if I'm so distracted, I wouldn't be able to talk to people like you." And I dug out a gospel card, and I gave it to her, and I said, "This is why I want to talk to people, to share the good news of the gospel." And then I kind of told her about Brother Jim and I and what we do, and that we call people out of man-made religion or have them test it, test themselves, because many people are deceived by a false gospel. And let's see, I showed her the gospel on there. We went through it, and then she said, "Well, I have Jesus as my Lord and Savior." And I could see that she had not gone very deep in the ways for women. And she right away said, "Well, I'm an Acts 2 follower," meaning tongues, healing, raising the dead, and she started listing them off. And I said, "Ma'am, we need to be careful about that." I said, "We have not seen yet a biblical group that can do that stuff." And she got a little upset, and she said, "Oh, I have been healed. This person's been healed," and this. She started on a story, and then she said, "And raising the dead." And I said, "Ma'am, I need to help correct you on something." And I was going to talk to her about how Apostle Paul didn't even heal himself, and I was going to tell her about Timothy, Paul telling Timothy to take a little wine for his stomach's sake. And she was getting really animated because she could tell that I was going in a place she didn't want to go, basically. And so she was getting a little bit animated, and I told her, I said, "You know, we have to follow every word out of the mouth of God, not just one book of Acts 2. I said, "We need to obey all of God's word." See, I didn't go after all the signs and wonders that she had. What I did was I went after her proclamation of my experiences, she said. So what I said was, "Ma'am, you have to be very careful that you're not following your emotions and your experiences, because Satan comes as an angel of light to deceive people." And I said, "Did not Jesus say that there'd be many deceivers in the last days?" I said, "Look at all the false teachers and deceivers out there." Well, she was getting pretty animated, and we discussed back and forth on that for a little while, and I'm just going to kind of skip through some of that. And I will say my volume got a little bit louder to match her volume, and we were in a store, and all of a sudden I was like, okay, we weren't yelling or anything. It was just, you could just imagine talking in a normal talk, and then somebody gets a little passionate, another one gets a little passionate, and so at one point I was like, "You know, I just want to tell you that I love you and I care about you." That's why we're out here doing what we're doing, is trying to point people into the truth, to call people out and into God's word, to obey it all, not just pick and choose certain things. And I said, "I want to warn you, there's a lot of deception out there, and it sounds like you've been deceived." I said, "The Pentecostal faith," because she told me she was a Pentecost. I said, "They're unbiblical too. They're made of man." And I said, just like, and I started listing off all the other ones, Baptist, Methodist, Lutheran, Amish, Anabaptist, whatever it was. I said, "We need to come out of all of that and just be Christ followers." And she said, oh, in my mind, I forget what she said. But anyway, what it came down to was I said, "Ma'am, you need to obey God's word. And I can clearly see that you need some help." I said, "Can I help you in this?" Excuse me. I said, "We love you. That's why we do this." I said, "I can clearly see that after all these years, they've not been teaching you the roles of women." And she was quiet for a minute, and she looked at me, and I said, "Did you realize that if you read God's word, you'll see women are to cover their heads and cover the temple of the Holy Spirit in the way that God commands it? Women are not supposed to be feminists. They're supposed to be in submission to a man." And right then she said, "Oh, yeah, well, it's more important of what's in your heart." And I said, "But ma'am, Jeremiah says that the heart is wicked." I said, "If we love God, we keep his commands." She goes, "Oh, now you're turning into legalism." And I said, "So you're telling me that if there's commands in the Bible for us to follow because we're in the new covenant, that that's legalism to be obeying them?" And what did she say? She said, all that matters is if you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And I said, ma'am, accepting Jesus is not in the Bible. He has to accept us. And how we do that and how we get to that point is, and she started talking really loud, started yelling again. She handed me back my gospel card. I took it, put it away, and I said, ma'am, I urge you, you need to repent. And I turned and started walking away. She was following after me, and she just followed for a little ways and was commenting on her experiences, her emotionalism, and then she turned off and went down a different aisle. And I guess what I just wanted to talk to you sisters about this. I'm sorry, I keep pausing it because I have to clear my throat for some reason. Anyway, so I want to talk to you about, excuse me, about all this emotionalism that's out there. And it's pretty rampant in women, for one thing. Women are emotional. They run by experiences. And it made me think of a sister that told me not too long ago, just recently, that something I told her several years ago was not running off your emotions, your feelings. Don't be living through that. What we need to do is be walking in the spirit, not the flesh. And I might not be saying it exactly the way she said it, but that was basically the gist of it. And that was something I learned in the beginning, is we need to learn as women, men too, but I'm talking to women, is women are more emotional, they're more feelings-based. God created us this way, but it doesn't mean that we don't learn how to control it, because men are aggressive and can get more angry. And that doesn't mean that they shouldn't learn how to control it. There's a balance. It's anger can be good. Emotions can be good. But we need to learn how to temper them and use them rightfully. So when we become a child of God and we become born again and we're walking out of obedience and holiness, striving after Him, we need to learn how to control our flesh, beat it into submission, as Apostle Paul said. And that means learning over time how to control our emotions and not live by experiences, but live by every word out of the mouth of God and use the word as our definitive factor here. That's what we run by, and that's what I tried telling her. It has to be from the word, not our experiences. Because she's telling, this woman was telling me, oh, this man, he this and that, and he couldn't walk, and now he could walk, and I had this, and I couldn't do this and that. And I tried to explain to her, I said, ma'am, you've got to walk in the spirit. I said, you've got to test those people. If they're not biblical, then you can't say that that was of God. I never told her that what she went through was not of God. But what I did was warn her to examine it and test it to make sure that if it was. Now, oftentimes it's not, and it's a deception. But that's something people need to go and test for themselves. So we come across a lot of women who are very emotional. They run off those experiences. You can't deny my experiences. I heard a voice. I had trembling. I felt a feeling. I saw something. Whatever it was, these people have like a, what is it? Something they can see, feel, hear, something substantial, as opposed to the prompting of the Holy Spirit, which turns us to the Word, which means we test it and we examine everything to the Word and see if it might be of God. And that's where Satan's blinding a lot of women, because they don't stop and think rationally through the word. They think through their emotions and their feelings. So maybe I'm talking in circles, I don't know, but it's just one more admonishment for us women to learn how to kill our flesh. It doesn't mean that we're going to be unfeeling, doesn't mean we're going to be uncaring, doesn't mean that we throw aside every emotional experience that we have, but everything needs to be tested, okay? We need to test our reactions to things too. So say you're having an issue with somebody and all of a sudden you're really upset, whether it's anger, crying, whatever. We should be examining our reaction to what's going on and see if it's biblical, because oftentimes it might not be. And if we can learn how to control that, that means we're allowing ourselves to walk in the Holy Spirit, as opposed to letting our flesh take over, maybe inciting the whole situation. Okay, let me just say this. When she started talking louder, I spoke a little louder in order for her to hear me, because she was going on and on speaking things of which she should not, because it was unbiblical, and I tried to correct her. Nowhere does God's word say that we're supposed to sit by and listen to somebody tell us something that is totally heretical and unbiblical. Because we love people, we correct them. And I could have easily got really emotional, and I could have let my righteous anger get out of control and cause a big scene in the store. And what did I do? I'm not boasting, I'm just saying. I caught it all, and I tried to temper it down, tried to help her with her emotions and her experiences through the word, and also by me saying, I love you, I care about you. That's why I'm here. And needless to say, that didn't really do anything for her, but it certainly helped center me and make sure that my responses were biblical. So anyway, I'm going to wrap this up here. And oh, sisters, praise God for being able to shine His light, being ready to give an answer for the hope that lies within. And I'll just say, I'm going to tell you something. Brother Jim said it yesterday. He said, my bowels overfloweth with joy, because he was helping some seeking men, and it's just a joyous thing, you know, as opposed to always being battered left, right, coming at you from every different angle all the time. It's so rejoiceful to hear and see other people who are seeking the truth. So anyway, I just wanted to share this with you. I was rejoicing after all this. I told Brother Jim, I used his words, and I said, my bowels overfloweth with joy, because I was able to try to help this woman. And also, to God be the glory, I was standing up for His truth and contending for the faith once delivered. So whatever the outcome of it all is, whether she takes any of that and does anything with it that would be to her good or not, God was glorified, because if we are obedient, we're ready to give an answer for the hope that lies within us. God will use us. His word, when He sends it out, never goes out void. And as I'm talking about this, this is interesting. A sister shared scriptures with me this morning, and within it, it talked about how it was in the end times, how God will give us the words to say when we need them, when it comes to issues and stuff like that. And that's exactly what happened today. That's what's been happening a lot when I have these more controversial witnessing experiences with these people. And even with the good ones, you know, it's like walking in the Spirit, you do think, but it's like the Lord guides everything that you need to say. And then you can only hope and pray that maybe some of that is something exactly what they need to hear. But either way, sisters, I'm just going to say, I rejoice for every witnessing opportunity, even if it ends in a bad way, in controversy, somebody walking away in their emotional experiences. God is glorified and His truth is defended. The word goes out. We're obedient. So you know what? Don't grow weary, because you may end up coming across a lot of trials where you get battered and beaten. But let that strengthen you, because that's just Satan coming after you. And the more you do it, the stronger you get, and the more your joy overfloweth. Praise God. All right, sisters, I got to get going. I got work to do, and hopefully all that made sense to you. And praise God, I just saw an awesome sunset. We are going to be in the same town tonight, I believe. Potentially, we'll see what goes on for witnessing tomorrow. I don't know if we're going to go stand out someplace or not. We'll see how it all works out. We let the Spirit lead throughout our days, and then God just takes care of all the rest. He leads our path, doesn't He, sisters? If we're obedient and we trust in Him, yeah, He will guide us. All right, love to you all. Have a joyous evening. May God be praised.